All right. What's up with y'all, everybody? This is Clay Jig, Real Sports Talks. GGE presents this, our first podcast as well as our second recording.
Yeah.
We're going to just jump right into this, man. There's been some real interesting sports topics going on. I really want to start with Russell Westbrook and how, you know, I don't know if you've seen it, Jig, with the him and Charlie Villanueva getting into it. Charlie interrupted his dance routine. What you think about that, man? How you feel about that?
Well, I know if it was me, I'd hit Charlie Villanueva in his nose. No, I'm just playing. That was real funny. I wouldn't mess with Westbrook like that, though. I really think he got a body in his near future.
He do act like he got a screw loose, but yeah, I don't know if he that really that tough. I'm not sure about it. My thing about it is, I kind of felt Charlie Villanueva, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I would have probably, as an opposing player, did the same thing. Like, you're not finna be dancing and celebrating before a big-time game like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, I know it's a different era. You know,
everybody dance.
Everybody dance. Everything
the
is different.
Yeah.
But it's just, watching them, I'm like, man, they act like kids. Now, the only difference between Russell Westbrook and everybody else is, he bring it harder than anybody when he step on the court.
For sure. You know
what I mean? So, I can't have a problem with him doing his thing. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So,
but you got to understand, if you go to any NBA arena, if you would have looked over to Dallas corner, I'm pretty sure they was dancing over there. There's some young cats over there in their corner dancing in the huddle and all of that crap, too. So, yeah, I don't think it was just Westbrook.
Well, I think it was also a strategic move on Charlie. Trying to get them to get kicked out of
exactly
the game. You know, because Charlie Villanueva don't play.
Or you know? He was just in the area at the time and was like, nah, Charlie's a playful dude.
But you do remember, though, I don't think Charlie Villanueva likes Russ because he tried to choke him earlier this season.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you saw that when they played Dallas earlier in the season.
See that.
He tried to choke him, like straight reached out and grabbed him by the throat. It was really crazy, you know what I mean? But we're going to jump off of that topic for right now, you know what I mean? Again, we're going to talk about the Warriors. Let's get into something serious. Steph Curry won't be playing in Game 2 tonight. I believe that's tonight. And what do you think? Game 3, I'm sorry.
I'm
tripping on it. I believe that is tonight.
20-point win by Golden State.
And you think they still can pull off a win?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Actually,
for sure.
Well,
Who's the starting point guard for Memphis?
They not playing Memphis. They playing Houston.
Who's the starting point guard for Houston?
James Harden. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, though. James Harden. Yeah, James Harden, he's starting point guard. Patrick Beverley. Yeah.
What I've been missing?
I don't know what you're missing. I don't know where the hell you've been. But that James Harden is their point guard, you know? But everybody know they're going to beat the Rockets. But I'm thinking long-term for them. I believe that's mostly everybody's picks for the finals. So if Steph can't go because of his ankles and he has
I don't think that's everybody's pick for the finals, but
it's mostly everybody's.
So they're just breezing over San Antonio?
I mean, most people are. Most people have them pegged. I mean, they have them pegged. I'm not breezing over San Antonio.
Because if you just look at the players they added this year, L.A., Aldridge, they got, who else they had? Kevin Martin.
Yeah, they added Kevin Martin.
And it's another guy.
Yeah,
there's another guy.
Boy from the Pacers. I can't remember his name at the moment. What's his name?
David West. They got a squad.
They have a really good team. I'm not overlooking them. I mean,
I don't know why you would.
Quite honestly,
playoff basketball where you're going to be missing some shots and Golden State is going to go through stretches where they're not scoring.
And that's my point. If they don't have Steph, do they get through San Antonio? Because
no.
I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Not even close.
Okay.
They're.
I just feel like
if they don't have Steph Curry in that series, 4-2, San Antonio.
Oh,
easy.
Yeah, 4-2.
Yeah.
We'll talk about our NBA Finals picks when it gets to that point. But I don't want to talk about it at this moment.
Yeah, that's in the future. We know who knows what the future holds. Because they're talking about Steph Curry, and his ankle is not really his ankle; it's his foot.
It is foot. Well,
and
we already know
his problems with his ankle to begin with.
Well, you
coming
don't really
to the league.
Yeah, he had those issues, and then if it's structural on his foot. I mean, that don't sound good to me.
No, and to me, I've been the biggest Steph Curry fan since he came into the league. I was the one telling people about Steph. But, I also say, If that ankle keep coming up, that's going to be the end of his career, man.
It will be.
It's taking a guard out of it.
Yeah, it will. It's everything he needs to do with a basketball in his hands, his feet. So
right now, though, as long as if he step back on the court, I'm going to give him the W.
I mean, I don't even think they should play him for the rest of this series. I think they can handle the Rockets without
him. It depends on how the injury is, but
I would rest him. I literally would not play him.
Regardless of how bad the injury is?
I wouldn't play him another game.
How bad the injury is?
Even if it's minor, he wouldn't play the round two.
I don't know about that, though.
What for? They can handle the Rockets.
Well-oiled machine. They're not going to handle San Antonio.
The only way Steph Curry should play is if they lose the next round. If they lose this game, I believe it would be the Clippers, if I'm not mistaken. If they win this one.
And you want to go into that series not well oiled?
Steph has played pretty much every game this season. He's all right. He's fine.
Steph ain't got nothing to do with it. We're talking about the team.
The team chemistry is all right. They play the best basketball
together as a team. You don't know what you'd be doing if you break that up, though.
I don't think it'd be broke up. It'd be 4 or 5 games tops. I think they'll be fine without Steph for 4 or 5 games. I honestly do. But we got to move on past that topic, man. Let's get to actually. What do you think so far? Anybody surprise you so far? Any of these matchups? I know we picked our matchups in our last one. We didn't do it for
the podcast.
I'll tell you one
thing. Cleveland surprises me.
Why? Why do Cleveland surprise you?
I think Detroit should be up 2-0.
It should be 1-1. I don't know about 2-0, but I think Detroit had a chance to steal game one. They blew it in the fourth quarter, obviously. We could talk about the calls all day if you want to. Actually, that's part of something that I do want to talk about later. But also, game two was a foregone conclusion. From the jump, after LeBron got that dunk and went crazy.
That was in the third quarter, though.
Yeah, but after he got it, I seen the energy.
That was a close game throughout the fourth quarter. Yeah. But the thing is, though, with Detroit, you got to expect that. But as far as, you got to expect them not being able to finish off games. But Cleveland, though. Like, Detroit has played very good, at least in the first half of both of them games. And leading up until about the middle of the fourth quarter of the first game. They played very...
I wouldn't even go as far as to say they actually outplayed them. I mean...
They played very good.
In the first half of game two, they definitely outplayed
them. What I'm saying about Cleveland is taking another step. From last year to this year, they took it another step.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You don't see how good everybody's playing?
I think it's the same fraudulent behavior it was last year. J.R. Smith hitting the minor threes. We all know he's going to disappear. Give it a minute.
But what do you need him to do, though?
He's a fraud.
But what do you need him to do,
He's
though?
A fraud.
What is his job?
To jack up threes.
Exactly.
And guess what?
What is he doing right now? He had one bad game.
Yeah.
And he had one good game.
Cleveland fans know.
You think they...
New York fans know. Everywhere he's been. Clippers fans...
But they're not riding on J.R. Smith, though.
They need his knockdown shots. What are you talking
about? No, they
don't.
They didn't need it in game one.
They needed him in the finals. They needed it in game one.
But listen to me, though. What I'm saying is Cleveland has taken another step, and the fact is they're playing great. You're talking about Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and LeBron James playing great. I'm talking about not just good. I'm talking about the best they ever played all season long at the right time.
I don't know about that. I watched those games.
Who's not playing good?
I'm not saying they're not playing
good. I'm just saying their best.
It's the first round of the basketball. They're playing the young Pistons team.
Pistons is bringing it.
They ain't faced no real adversity yet.
If Pistons win game one, you're having a whole different conversation. Man, we're talking about game by game. Game one, they were up. Game two, they looked great together. Game one, they was up 8 points with 9 minutes to go? That's not adversity? That's not having to step it up? They went on the 22-6 run. That's stepping it up. That was impressive to me.
Make your point, please.
I'm telling you.
Because I know you don't like
Cleveland, and you're trying to find any way to put them down.
I'm not putting them down. I just don't think that they're the most surprising thing to happen right now. They're supposed to be Detroit.
Who will it be? Every team in the West is going to get swept. Other than Dallas, who luckily got a game.
I don't know how you can't not talking about that.
They luckily got a game.
The Pacers stole game one.
That's another thing. I don't think they're going to get a game. I told you Paul George is going to get a game.
They won't win another game. They probably won't win another game.
The reason I thought the Pistons should have won game one is because you take a team by surprise when you play them to begin with. You won't win another game if you're not that good. You got
Pistons are very good though. They're just not ready.
Yeah, that's my team. They're not ready. Exactly. They just got a lot of young cats who's not going to play good at the same time. Well, Cleveland got a lot of veterans and they all playing good at the same time. That's the difference. You got to have a good. You got to have a team that plays good at the right time. That's what it is. How many teams is playing good right now in the playoffs? What you would say?
That I would say
playing good. Like you would say, like yeah, that's the team that's playing good right now.
San Antonio,
Golden State,
Cleveland, and Miami. Yeah, I'd say those four teams.
That's it.
That's it.
That's my point.
They are. I don't like the way OKC plays right now.
And how many teams in the playoffs do you think will win a championship? Name the teams in that you really think I have a chance to win a championship.
The only two in the West.
Only
Golden
two?
State and San Antonio.
So you're saying Cleveland has no chance of winning?
I don't think so.
Holy
at all.
Crap. Boy, you don't like LeBron at all.
It don't have nothing to do with LeBron. Yes, it has everything to do with the teams in the West.
Nah, they're not that head and shoulders over Cleveland.
Oh, yes, they are.
No,
yes, they are.
What?
Yes, they are. I'm sorry. Yes, they are. And I will feel so sad for LeBron if he gets to the finals this year.
There we go. Now we're coming out.
Listen.
I knew his name would come out eventually.
But I do want to talk about LeBron James and his comments towards Stan Van Gundy, but not necessarily those comments. I want to talk about Stanley Johnson's comments. Did you hear him?
No.
So you didn't hear about Stanley Johnson after the game saying he's in LeBron James' head?
No, I didn't hear that.
That is... What is wrong with Stanley Johnson?
He's a rookie.
LeBron drops 27, 8, and 6 on you, and you say...
I think in the middle of that game, LeBron did a very nice move on Stanley Johnson, laid it up on him, and then he gave them the hardest shoulder bump going after a timeout call. Yeah. I think that's where that might be coming from.
That's what the question was about. The question was about the shoulder bump.
Oh, my.
And Stanley Johnson was like, yeah, I'm in his head. And from that perspective, I would say, yeah, because
why?
LeBron... Why would LeBron do that? If Stanley Johnson went mentally on his mind...
He wasn't. He was murdering the kid.
I would say
he might have been on his mind because he's thinking he murdered his kid.
Well, he did score like 9 straight points on Stanley Johnson. But Stanley played him tough. I watched Stanley Johnson play. He played him pretty well.
Yeah.
He played him pretty well.
Stanley got great defense for a rookie.
Yeah, he does actually. Played
second best
well
defense on the perimeter team on that
but
team. So
I just think I wish he wouldn't have did that because the media kind of ate him up today. It kind of went
who,
in
Stanley
on Stanley
Johnson? He don't care.
You know,
he don't care.
I know he don't, but
that's one
saying,
mentally strong kid right there.
But it's just, I just... They ate
so
him up.
Whatever the media only fans react to that.
Media like to take stuff out of context
sure.
all the time. You know what I mean? And we got to talk about topics like this because, I mean, to me it was like nothing. But he did say it at the wrong time. Dude just did drop 27 points and y'all lost.
I'm pretty sure Van Gundy came to him and told him, look, kid, the dude almost had a triple-double on you. You know, he got him started. Like, it's some things you should do to some people like – Do that to Steph Curry. I mean, not Steph Curry, but do that to Kyrie Irving.
Right.
Don't do that to LeBron James. All you're going to do is fire that dude up. When Stanley Johnson came in and he fired LeBron up, that's when LeBron went crazy on us. That's when every shot he threw up started going in because he started to get mentally focused.
I think, you know.
Let that superstar be in the wings and let him keep passing the ball to Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. That's what we needed.
Yeah.
We didn't need him to start taking over.
Mentally fragile LeBron.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if talking LeBron
I don't know
up,
about mentally fragile.
He is
I'm
mentally
not
fragile. We'll get into that.
You're talking about a champion that led his team to 2 championships and 4 finals
talk about
in a row.
This another day.
I'm not a LeBron
hater. So beautifully forget that this is the same man who disappeared.
How many years ago? Before you even continue. Okay,
ago.
Then quit talking
still
about
did
that,
it.
Man.
All right,
he still didn't want championships after that, right?
That will walk off on the court on you like he did when they lost to the Spurs last year or whatever.
I don't remember
and
that.
Everybody was like, oh, the Spurs shooting lights out. This man walked off the court, bro.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you
I
might
can't
not.
Even tell you what he
it's
did.
It's okay. All I'm simply saying is you can get in LeBron James' head.
For sure.
If he missing a couple
any
shots.
Guy's head.
But I'm just saying, in Cleveland, the team, and this is why I'm not impressed by them at this moment, are big front runners. When they get hyped, they at home, they get to making shots. Making shots is contagious when you got people cheering you on. LeBron is great.
You at home there?
LeBron is great at, like, with that dunk, he got me hyped. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That was one of the worst dunks I've ever seen in the playoffs ever.
But I'm talking about the two-hand joint.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, my goodness.
And
one of the worst dunks I've ever seen. One of the vicious dunks.
Just went nuts with the scream and everything.
I was like, oh, my goodness. My girl looked at me like, man, you better get out of the room with that. She almost put me out.
You know, it got everybody hype. And then J.R. Smith just got the knocking shots down. And it was just, it's contagious.
Was
and Cleveland, you know, I like to call them front runners because when they up, they show out. You know what I mean? They one of the only teams that I watch that consistently, like, when things are bad, they all the way bad, and they look bad. And when things are good, then they out front like they the best team.
How many games they lose this year? Because they always people talk about them like they're up and down team.
They are. I don't think they what? They won 58 games.
That's not a lot of games.
They great teams win 60 plus games. Man.
This is the second year this team been put together. You telling me
they won? I believe, not a lot of games. Did they win 60 games last year? I don't know what their record was.
I'm pretty sure it's very close.
I think they won 60 games.
That's last my year. Point.
You get what I mean?
That's my
so
point.
So they took a step back this year.
I don't think they took a step back. I think they took a step forward.
Hey, I don't know. They got the same team. Ain't nobody same on their team. Same team in a year of experience. I think Tristan Thompson was playing a lot better last year.
I think Kevin Love was playing a lot better. They don't need Tristan Thompson, first of all. He hasn't done anything in two games. He had 2 points in two games.
Well, he never – Tristan Thompson didn't do anything but play defense and rebound last year.
They don't need him. You don't need that.
LeBron did lobby pretty hard for him this summer, so I don't know where
you
get that.
Because he likes hustle players. LeBron likes hustle players. LeBron like a person that he wants to see you cut. He wants to see you there. He wants to see you doing all the dirty work. That's the type of player he likes to play with. And then he likes the scorers also because I don't think he looks at himself as a dominant scorer. I'm sure he looks at himself as a dominant scorer, but I think he looks at himself more valuable as a cutter. As a cutter and a guy who's doing the dirty work without the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's his biggest value is that he didn't have the ball at all, really, in that game against the Pistons. All this dude did was cut. And he got all of his points off cutting and passing and rebounding. That's it. To me, that's it. Hey, I'd take that any day.
Yeah, I mean, I would, too. But, you know, I still think Detroit going to win two games in this series.
Me, too. I think they're going to win the next two games.
Yeah, I think they're going to still win two games. I'm not calling for the sweep like
I know for sure. I guarantee next game.
You know, I think they're going to still win two games. And they're going to have to be in Detroit.
Bill Laimbeer said that LeBron is bullying the Pistons right now. I think they're going to take that personal. So,
I mean, you call it what you want.
He said LeBron James is
That's how Bill Laimbeer
is. I think he is.
All right, well, we need to move on from this. We've stuck on this topic way too dang long. Tom Thibodeau, hired by the Timberwolves. Good hire, bad hire? What you think?
He getting $10 million a year?
And player basketball operations.
$10 million a year, though.
You don't think he worth it?
Yeah. I think I would have paid him. What I'm saying is, it's a good hire. Put it like that. He's a good hire because, you know, you come in with a coach that's getting paid $2 million a year. What are you going to say to a dude making 10?
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah.
So you got a dude in there that's a general manager, making a lot of money, coach, and all of that. He had good young players. Yeah, that's the best move that Timberwolves could have made because they got all the young players. They got big, long wings, big, good big man, they got a good future ahead of them.
So I got a question for you then. We already know that he's going to get them to play better defense. Yes. Do they make the playoffs? So do they make the playoffs next year?
Not at all. Not even close. So? Not
you
even
don't
close.
Think that Carl Anthony Towns and Wiggins can take that next step and carry them?
No.
Because, you know, all they need is those two guys with some pieces around them.
They need a lot more than that.
And they got Zach LaVine. That boy can play.
Zach LaVine is not a...
He's you don't think LaVine maker. Can play. You don't think
he's not a difference maker.
You don't
maker.
Think he can be a difference maker, though.
Yeah, in the future, not in the near future.
I think he can be in the very near future. I think that team.
In order to take steps like that, you had to be in competitive teams. They have not been on a competitive team.
Yeah, but all it takes is a coach
next
with
year,
a winning mentality to come in and change. Look at Boston.
They will be on a competitive
team.
Look
at Boston. Look at Boston.
Boston went and got players.
Brad Stevenson.
He went and got
nobody
players.
Knows who plays for Boston. Yeah, nobody.
I know.
Nobody. It's only like two or three players you can name on that team.
It's a very important player that, like you said, people don't know. No, that got hurt is the reason why they're down 2-0 right now.
Yeah.
If he was up, if he played in that series, they'd be 1-1 right now.
But I'm saying, you make it seem like they have, to me, they have better talent on that team than Boston has.
Yeah, they do.
And
they do.
So I think, I'm not saying that they will make the playoffs next
but
year.
But you got to understand, Boston ain't young.
But Boston, okay, between...
Boston is not young. Boston got veteran players as they started.
Well, they're not like 30 and up, though.
They're in their prime.
But still.
They're in their prime. That's the difference between in your prime and being 20 years old.
Okay, I'd rather be in my prime than be 20, though. Huh? Because I'd rather be an in my prime NBA basketball player with the experience than a young player.
That's what I'm saying. That's why Boston is better than the Timberwolves.
Okay.
Because they got veterans and they're prime players.
Okay, I understand.
You're talking about making the playoffs next year. But that's what you're saying.
They got an NBA playoff ready coach who got the mentality to make them kids play defense.
Yeah.
And they got two, not they ain't superstars yet, but they both will be in the near future.
For sure.
Okay. And Zach LaVine can be a star.
Okay.
And Zach LaVine can be a star. I'm talking about Wiggins and Towns.
Yeah.
Wiggins and Towns can both be superstars. And LaVine has a talent to be a star.
Athleticism. I don't know about talent.
He got the talent, man. The kid can play basketball. I don't know if you watched him outside of the dunk contest. He can play basketball, man.
Other than his athleticism, he might have a little bit of a jumper. That's about it.
They get a couple pieces.
And he's playing point guard, too?
They get a couple pieces. And you know what?
Oof.
You never know what happens. You know what I mean?
I've seen it with Roddy Stuckey. It don't work.
I'm just saying. You never know what happens. You know? Derrick Rose may be out of Chicago this year. And what if they get him in Minnesota? Then you got a veteran point guard. Just saying.
As you're bringing up that Derrick Rose thing, have you heard about Jimmy Butler?
What about Jimmy Butler? I haven't paid much attention to my
friends. I heard that Jimmy Butler is basically not talking to his teammates and wanting to be traded.
Well, I told you this nonsense when we sat here last time. He feeling himself too much.
I think he wants to go. I think as soon as his coach got hired in Minnesota, that's where he wants to go.
Man,
now, this has been happening as soon as he got hired.
He the reason why Tom Thibodeau is out the door. He got the complaining, man.
No, it's not.
He grinds us too many. He needs a coach that's hired on him, but everybody, it wasn't just him, but he was also complaining about the amount of minutes they was playing. It was draining him or whatever or not. But regardless, he got what he wanted. He got his max contract. He got to be the man this year. The Bulls misses the playoffs, as I astutely pointed out to you last time, that they made the playoffs
because
for the past so many years.
Because of the Pistons.
They missed it this year with him as a superstar. He isolated himself from teammates. He separated the locker room with his attitude, and now he wants out. I'm not surprised by it. He's feeling himself, and they should let him go. I let him go. Because he's not a superstar. He's just he's not even a star yet to me.
Wow.
He's not even a star yet to me.
Wow. Ask anybody who played against Jimmy Butler, he's a star.
He's a great defender, okay?
And
depending on who he's guarding.
He's a great defender, period.
Depends on who he's guarding.
Period.
Okay? And his offensive game still needs a lot of work. His jumpers.
I don't think he is. Jumper, that's your favorite team. I don't think you watched them at all.
I watch the Bulls way more than you do, definitely.
And you saying Jimmy Butler need a lot of work on offense?
Yeah, he need to work on his offensive game more. I do believe that. Yes, he do. He turns the ball over a lot.
Yeah, he got the ball.
A lot.
He got the ball in his hand.
A lot.
LeBron averaged 5 turnovers a game. What does that mean?
You should average that many turnovers. I don't care.
If then you got the ball in your hands.
Then you don't need the ball in your hands that much.
Yes, you do.
You can score in other ways.
If we can pull up the stats for turnovers, I guarantee you it would be Steph Curry, Westbrook, LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
I will have these stats for you next time we come.
And I bet
they not over 3 or 4 turnovers again. That's not efficient at all. You should not have if you
turn over to assist ratio.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's good for turnover assist ratio?
It should be like 4-1, 3-1, if that. You should have for every assist that you for every man.
3-1.
If you got
8
assists, you should only have 2 turnovers. 3 max. You should not be 50-50. For every pass you make, you turning that mug over.
So you're saying Westbrook, who averages, 11 assists, 10 assists?
Yeah.
How many turnovers is he allowed to
3 or 4.
He averaged that.
3 or 4. But he's got 11 assists a game.
That's what I'm saying. That's not bad if you ask me.
But he has 11 assists a game. These other players ain't. Jimmy Butler, I don't even know if he averaged 5.
I know he don't average that many turnovers.
Oh, but
I know he
averaged. My Bulls this year, it was hard to watch them play basketball.
And Jimmy Butler was the best player.
It was hard to watch them play basketball this year.
By far, he was the best player. He was the only one on that team.
You could just tell. Okay,
he was the only one on that team.
I will concede the fact that he was the best player on that team this year.
The only one.
Because he was the only one. Whatever. We off this topic because you just try to annoy me now.
No, I'm not. Yes, I'm telling you.
You're trying to purposely annoy me.
I'm going to wrap the Bulls up like this. Jimmy Butler is the best player on that team. And if you ask me, I can't think of nobody else who had a better season. Who had a good season on that team except with Jimmy Butler?
Pull up Derrick Rose stats. Pull him up for a player
14, who finally 14 and a half points a
for
game.
For somebody who finally
started
full
point
season,
guard averaging 4 assists.
For somebody who played
that's finally where his career averages.
He just getting back into the flow of basketball. What is you talking about? And he did average 14 points a game. Look up his stats, man. And he was blind and half couldn't see out his left eye for literally half of the season.
Why was that?
Because he got elbowed in this shit by what's his name? Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had to wear a face mask. All that, his vision was messed
Gibson
up.
Gibson need to be punched in his nose.
All
that's
I'm simply
what I'm
saying is, dog, we'll see. I told you this in the last video we did. We'll see what Jimmy Butler is.
We'll see.
All right, he's still got time to win me over. He used to win me over. This year, he disappointed me.
Why?
Because I could see the separation happening. I could see the dissension. He was not a leader this year. He was not.
I get you that.
He was not. And
I get you that. I don't watch enough games I don't watch enough games to see if he a leader or not. But that don't mean listen to me. That don't mean he can't take the next step to being a leader.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
You cannot.
Yes, you can.
You cannot do what he. You can. You can, but you can't do it the way he did it. He start alienating. Early press conference, man. Basically, called the coach up, man. This dude basically said this dude suck. He ain't got no accountability. Nobody want to listen to him. We need a guy that's going to be stepping on us, letting us know that we doing something wrong. You right there.
Yeah.
Call out ownership and everything. He went about it all wrong. Possibly. And from that point on, the season was trashed.
Yeah.
Because players turned on him. Management started turning on him. Everybody started turning on him.
For sure.
And that's my point about
it
right now.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
I can't tell you that I seen the moments out of Jimmy Butler. Only thing I seen out of Jimmy Butler is on the court. And what I seen out of him on the court.
He has shiny moments. I
give you that. What I see of him on the court is a dude that plays hard. He hustles. He plays defense. He plays offense. He do everything he could on the court. Yeah, and that's the only thing I can ask out of a player.
And
you want to get out.
Your type of players are the more all-around type players, whatever.
I don't know. If he's saying all of that in press conferences, I would agree with you. But I haven't seen it, so I can't agree.
Hey man, well then you need to go home when we leave here and get on Google, get on YouTube, whatever you need to do, and just Google the stuff Jimmy Butler then said this year about his own team.
He plays with Paul Gasol, old as hell,
and he still is an All Star.
Paul Gasol, okay. Good, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul Gasol is pretty good. He's the second best player on that team.
Taj Gibson is really good.
Taj Gibson, the third best player on that team.
Why are you such a hater on my boy Derrick Rose, man? I just don't. We're gonna get out the NBA.
He ain't never been better than Paul Gasol.
We're gonna get out the NBA because he's just trying to piss me off, man. We're gonna go to the NFL. Oh my god, you was a trip, dog, for real. We're gonna talk about Carolina Panthers and Josh Norman, man. Yeah, can you believe that? They rescinded his contract, his franchise tag. He didn't sign the tender, and it was, I think, a $13 million franchise tag. They rescinded it. So now Josh Norman is a free agent.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think is in his head?
Josh Norman?
Yes.
I see. I don't know because the reports are real conflicting because they're saying that he wants to stay in Carolina, but at the same time, he wants to get paid. And I'm hearing that his agent kind of went rogue and was demanding more money than he would have asked for real. And that's why Carolina just was like, we ain't going to pay it.
What do you think is in his head, though? Not the report.
Well, I think what's in his head
is. Do you think that really happened, though, with his agent? Because that would explain it.
I don't know, because Josh Norman hasn't spoke out on it. What I think what he's thinking is, well, I'm free to find out how much I'm worth.
Yeah.
You know, you talking about a player who just made $1.4 million this past year. It's the highest amount of money he has made, and he's ascended as one of the best corners in the NFL. Some people think he's the best.
Go get your money, then. That's what I
say. I don't know because I don't know if I want to take money over the possibility of being back in the Super Bowl. Carolina still has that chance next year.
And then who has money to spend?
he still can. I'm just saying, Dallas still has a lot of money to spend.
Do that? That's where he'd be going.
Dallas still has a lot of money to spend. The Pittsburgh has some money to spend. Oakland definitely has a lot of money to spend. They're not a playoff team, but they could be if he goes there.
Damn.
You know, it's a lot of teams still with. Cleveland still has a lot of money to
spend. What they doing with all of that money? Who? Free agency didn't already passed.
It's still a lot of pretty good free agents out there. It's just that they waiting, you know, the draft, and then they won't cash the start.
Big bucks come to begin with.
Well, a lot of people didn't overspend, though. If you think about the start of free agency this year, it was only a couple teams who spent some money. The rest of them was like, we're going to fall back. And it's there so many players that are available right now, it's ridiculous. You know, that can impact and change the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just think Josh Norman really wants to be in Carolina, and I think for $10 million a year, maybe he'll do it. And then you got to think about this. Who you just came off of making $1.4 million, and if they offer you a four-year, $60 million contract, why wouldn't you take that?
Yeah, you'd be a dummy.
Well, I think his mentality is, well, he wants to be the highest-paid corner in the league because he believes he's the best corner in the league. Yeah. And
He needed to fire his agent.
That was my thing because that's I'm like, why? If the reports are
like, if he gets less than what he was getting offered from his team, like you should fire your agent right away and sue him.
Yeah.
And sue him.
Yeah,
for whatever the difference is.
Yeah, because for misrepresentation.
For sure, definitely.
Because that's horrible. And I know he's got to be sitting at home like, what the hell done happened here?
Yeah.
You know, you have
but
to
But he might
there.
Be sitting at home, like you said, saying, I'm the best cornerback in the league. I should be getting paid.
But
like,
somebody will overpay for him.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
The Cowboys, for definitely, because they could use a cornerback. Yeah. I would say the Giants, but I think Giants spent big this year in free agency, so they might be tapped on funds. But I do want to get to the Lions because the draft is coming up, and they got the 16th pick, I believe it is. Let me look at my note. Yeah, the 16th pick coming up. Everybody, the draft experts think they're going to draft a defensive tackle or offensive tackle. Do you think that's where we need to go first?
I say best player available. I always go with that in the draft, regardless of what position. But if it ends up being an offensive tackle or offensive lineman, I'll be happy.
Offensive lineman. I think we...
It depends on who it is. It got to be somebody that's going to be able to come in right away and start. And be one of the best offensive linemen on our team. Has to be. Like, I thought they should have got that in free agency. They didn't. So you got to get it out of the draft.
I think that they have to go offensive line or defensive line. I think we should go defensive line because
defensive line that bad either.
I think we needed to go D tackle. Honestly, with either the boy from Baylor or the dude from Alabama, what's the kid? A'shaun Robinson. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Either one of those players. I don't think we didn't spend so many. We just drafted a first round tackle. What 2 years ago? I think it was.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right tackle though.
Yeah, but. And I believe we picked up some linemen. I'm tired of us spending so much money on that offense, to be honest with you. If we go and we
talking about big money though.
We put a lot of money into that offense.
Not big money. Offensive line though.
I mean, we just
Like Stafford?
No. You know I don't. I don't care for Stafford. You know it. I don't know why you even asked me that question. I know why, but I'm just saying, like, you know I don't care for this dude, man.
And we put more money in defense than offense.
And my thing is, we just lost a great wide receiver.
We put more money in the defense than the offense.
I honestly think if somebody wants to trade with us with that pick, we need to trade out of it for more draft picks.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I mean, it all depends. The right deal can come along anytime.
I
wouldn't be trading back to trade back.
If somehow Ezekiel Elliott falls to 16, we definitely should take him.
Yeah. No.
Why not?
I don't think we need a running back.
Who's our running back? Because I'm confused.
You don't remember last year?
I remember last year, but he had too many fumbling problems, and that's been his problem.
That's a rookie, man.
That's been his problem his whole career.
That's a rookie problem. But how many fumbles he had at the end of the season then?
Career problem, man. He had it all in high school.
I've seen a lot of cats come out of the NFL with fumbling problems as a running back, as a rookie, and they did not continue that. Did you not remember Adrian Peterson had that same problem?
Adrian Peterson is a different breed of animal, man.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I seen the problem.
It has got fixed.
That's like a wide receiver dropping the ball. Everybody got so held up on Ebron dropping the ball. He was a rookie. What do you expect from a rookie? He's going to make mistakes.
Yeah, but he had drop problems in college too.
Like I said, you don't think he's going to – you don't think he had drop problems in college?
I think it's something you can fix. But when you – man, I think by the time you're 20 –
20 is young.
I think, listen, man, you grow up playing sports your whole life.
Yeah,
you can't catch a football. You can't catch a football.
You don't grow up playing against grown men running around like missiles.
I'm saying,
you'll drop the ball too, cuz. Come on,
though.
What I'm
saying, though, is that if you
can't catch, you're coming across the middle and you got a dude that, you know what I'm saying, is an animal offside the court.
You're talking about a man that's been blindsided quite a few times in his playing career. So trust me, and held on to the football. If you can't catch.
But I remember in Muskegon that time, that was not a big guy.
I got hit by two guys, first of all. And on top of that, I held on to the football. That's my point.
Imagine an NFL dude hitting you like that, though.
But all I'm saying is, it was two guys.
I bet you wouldn't have been getting
it. And it was blindsided.
Yeah, but you got up very fast.
At the same time.
You got up very fast.
Okay, I did get up very fast.
You would not be getting up very fast if one of them big old safeties hit you in the NFL.
Yeah, but at the same time, I would have hoped that I would have had a workout regimen that made me strong enough to take hits in the NFL, too. That maybe I could have bounced up the same way.
But as a rookie.
The point is.
But as a rookie, you don't know what some hits are.
I still think I make that catch.
As a rookie?
As a rookie.
Okay.
I still think I make that catch because I believe either you can catch or you can't catch.
The Lions that come sign this kid.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I definitely ain't trying to take a hit from an NFL player.
You working out, man. You good.
But to just kind of piggyback off of the Lions and their draft expectations, what do you think about these trades, man? The first and second round pick, they both got traded away. Cleveland and, the Rams and Philadelphia traded up to 1 and 2 for two quarterbacks I ain't never heard of in my life.
Me neither. And they're the lowest rated quarterbacks to be even thought about getting drafted
but
that high.
The crazier part is the amount of picks they traded away for these two dudes, man.
Right? It's not a good thing.
And then Philadelphia.
You're talking about starters, potentially starters you're getting rid of.
Philadelphia got two $30 million quarterbacks on their roster right now. Sam Bradford and Chase Daniels.
You're talking about some mistakes by Kelly.
Like,
them was mistakes. Them was mistakes that you got to fix because you let this dude come in and just change all the personnel. Get rid of Shady McCoy. Like, what was wrong with
Sean Jackson, Jeremy
Macklin? What was
Macklin.
Wrong with it? Get rid of all my best players that were just cycling these other dudes through and let me get fired
next
year.
I'd hate to be a Philly fan. Philadelphia fan, man.
Start all over
again. For real. Them fans crazy, too. So you know they threaten the owners bad times right now, man.
Oh, yeah. I think Chip Kelly is his name, right?
Yeah, Chip Kelly.
He's going to go to 49ers to do the same thing.
Yeah, you go destroy it. They already did. When they lost Harbaugh, that was sad.
Yeah. I think they should keep capping it.
Think about it, though. The 49ers, oh, my God, everybody retired.
Yeah.
they had a whole team retired.
Yeah, a squad, especially on the defense. Yeah. They had a squad.
And it was young cats, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Alden Smith fell apart.
Drinking problem.
Yeah. And then, oh, my God, Colin Kaepernick, he went from being superstar to – dude.
That's confidence, though, man. They need to treat him a little better.
Well, they need to just let him go, man. Just
Chip Kelly need to treat – I don't know why they want to let him go.
Well, I really honestly don't think it has anything to do with Chip Kelly. I think it has to do with the fact that because Kaepernick don't trust them no more.
Yeah.
Being benched last year. I think he wants out the door more than anything.
But Chip Kelly should be able to sit there
and
talk
to him. Well, he should. Chip should tell him,
look,
we paying you $11 million this year. I can make you a star again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got the perfect offense for you. You should do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Anyway, I do want to talk about the favorites next year. Who do you think are the favorites? You know what? Actually, let's scratch that for another topic. I want to talk about Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel.
You talking about the roommates?
My God. Look, these two of the dumbest, athletes, man. They need a reality TV show.
They definitely need
a reality. These two idiots. How the hell do you, Josh Gordon?
First of all, let's. Let, let, well, yeah. Josh Gordon is an idiot. First of all, he is an idiot, but I'm an idiot at a different level than Johnny Manziel.
On a higher level than Johnny Manziel.
No, it's not.
Listen, Johnny Manziel, let's equate two things. Most people would say marijuana is not addictive.
It's right? not.
Alcohol is addictive. So Johnny, in most people's eyes, has a problem.
How you know Josh Gordon ain't got a problem, though?
I'm not saying he don't. I'm just saying that when we want to put him on these two just regular, you know, playing field.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you got to understand, some people and their attitude, you know what I'm saying? That's the addiction right there.
But this is why
I'm talking about a guy that's ADD. Idiot. Well, you don't know what he is.
But this is different. Johnny Manziel don't give a damn. He come from oil money. Johnny Manziel ain't got to worry about nothing.
Yes, he does.
Josh.
He's still living Gordon life. He came, people say that.
Josh Gordon came from nothing.
And Josh Gordon out of a lot of money right now.
Out of so much money. This is why he says the biggest thing. What are your right mind? This is your third suspension. You just been gone for a year.
Yeah.
What on earth possesses you when you know you're trying to get back in the NFL and you smoking marijuana?
You got ADD, OCD, you got whatever other name you can come up with.
He may never, ever touch foot on an NFL football field ever in a game.
Yes, he will. Because first of all, in the next couple of years, they're changing that law. Well, that rule in the
how many more years do we got?
How old is he? Young. He's like 26.
Dude, but he ain't played football in 2 years.
It's been a while.
2 years. It's about to be a third. Okay?
Yeah.
It's about to be a third. What's gonna happen next year?
Yeah,
you get what I mean. Like, I can tell he wants to play football because he's working out. He's staying in shape and everything.
Yeah,
but dude, it's just something very simple. I don't understand athletes' mentalities when it comes to throwing their money away over weed, man. I just don't understand that over alcohol, whatever. You're not gonna tell me you're gonna pay me $1 million and say all you gotta do is not smoke or drink.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not smoking or drinking. $1 million.
Said, dude, some people got some problems. They just can't get it. These the same problems. It don't matter if you're in the NFL. It don't matter if you work at Myers. It don't matter if you're homeless. You're going to have these problems. You can't look at him and don't think he got a problem.
I'm not saying he don't have a problem.
He has a problem. It's clear as day, right?
I don't think so. I think these two idiots enjoy this level of stupidity.
Johnny Manziel really got a problem.
To me, these two are the living epitome of Idiocracy. You know that movie? They are because not only do they do stupid stuff, then they had the nerves to go be roommates together.
I'm trying to take up for these dude. You can't take up for these, bro. Angles to get
you
here.
You cannot take up for this. Yeah, this is a level of stupidity. And then they got the nerves to live with each other, hang out.
Yeah.
Who the hell does that? Like, you know that's gonna be scrutinized.
Yeah.
You should know it's going to get scrutinized.
Yeah.
Why would you do that, man?
I don't think. Yeah, it's weird.
Oh my God, it's the dumbest.
But Johnny Manziel is going through something different than Josh Gordon, though.
I originally thought Johnny was doing all that just to get out of Cleveland because he didn't want to be in Cleveland.
It's more.
But it's deeper than that.
His agent came out and said he's going to let him go because.
Man, Drew Rosenhaus did that because he's making Drew Rosenhaus look
bad. So you don't think
Drew Rosenhaus about cash, baby.
Yeah, he might be about cash, but he's still speaking the truth.
No, he ain't. Drew Rosenhaus. Did that to detach his name from Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he can do that, but at the same time, he said he still need help.
Yeah, he said the cliche thing. Drew Rosenhaus don't give a damn.
So you don't think he don't need help?
He don't. Damn, yeah, he need help.
Okay, then. So
his own daddy came out and said he need help.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Who cares about Drew Rosenhaus? We all know he a snake. What I'm saying is Drew Rosenhaus said the dude need help. I'm saying he need help, too. Drew Rosenhaus know he like money. Why would he want to burn a bridge? What if Johnny Manziel come out next year and be cold? He burned the bridge. Yeah, he never be able to get hired by him again.
I mean, Johnny got to go through a lot right now. Like, a team ain't going to touch him. He got to go through a year rehab in the house treatment center.
He's more off than Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon come back this year if they change the rules.
He could, possibly.
Because a coach came out and said any player that want to smoke weed in the NFL should be able to.
Well, they should.
They should.
They should. Yeah. I don't even understand how weed is illegal. It's getting... You know, its chain laws are changing, but the NFL has to change that policy.
The NFL
is their own government. They do what they want.
I think they just start changing more of the drug testing policy.
Or they probably just change the rules on how you go about.
I don't think they're going to allow you to smoke weed, but I think they're going to change the drug testing policy on testing weed, though.
We'll see, man. You got anything else you want to talk about today?
Silence.
Because I'm tapped out on this conversation about all of this. These idiots that
ruined my brain. Well, let's go back to basketball and get off some more predictions real quick, though, and we end it off like that.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Series by series. Pistons and Cleveland, where you see that ending off? Now that is 2-0 Cleveland. What?
I told you, it's still going to be 4-2 Cleveland.
I say 4-2 Cleveland as well. All right. Then you got Toronto and
the Pacers.
And the Pacers.
I'm going to go with, I think I went 4-1 in that series, Toronto. No, I went sweep.
You went sweep. I went 4-1. I think still going to be 4-1.
I still got
they might get Toronto. Another win, though, because they got two games coming up.
I still
up
got
at
Toronto in that. Obviously, my prediction was wrong, but I'm going Toronto.
Yeah, definitely Toronto still.
Yeah,
I think Paul George might still be able to get another game at home, though. It's a possibility. A better possibility than it was before.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I told you I was getting blew out before
we started this, so I don't know what the score is now, but they was getting smashed.
For sure.
Yeah, but we got Boston and Atlanta. I'm still sticking with Boston. To pull it
down
out.
2-0?
Yeah, I'm still sticking with them. I picked them 4-2.
They lost Avery Bradley, their best perimeter defender.
I picked them 4-2.
Uh-huh.
I'm sticking with it.
Uh-huh.
Sticking with it.
Well, I picked them. I picked a 7-game series. That's what I picked in there, and I picked.
No, you picked a 6-game series.
6-game series with Atlanta winning. I stick to that.
You stick to that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got Miami and Charlotte.
That's the 7-game series I picked.
Yeah, you picked that 7. Miami's looking like they're gonna sweep them.
I don't think they're gonna get a sweep. I think it'll go 6.
I'm gonna say 4-1.
Come on, Kimba Walker. They ain't looking good for them.
Let's go out west. So Houston and then Golden State. I got that as a sweep. I don't think Houston is going to take a game. So
enough said.
OKC and Thunder, OKC and Dallas. I believe they're playing right now. Actually,
lucky game by Dallas. 4-1.
I'm going to change minds because I had Dallas winning one. I told you that they would.
Yeah.
I did call one game.
You're going to think they're going to get another one?
And they're going to get another one. I'm going to call it 4-2. Uh-oh. I'm going to call 4-2.
Stepping out on a limb.
4-2 OKC.
You're stepping out on a limb that a tree only been growing for three years, man. I'm going to go 4-1. That lucky win by Dallas, they won't win another.
Clippers in Portland.
Sweet.
Sweet, sweet. I said Portland would make it an interesting series, but I don't think they don't have enough.
Yeah.
I think it's over. Clippers might as well get ready for the next round. And then we got Memphis and San Antonio. That's not even a competition. That's like AAU basketball, man.
Who is that?
Clippers versus the Grizzlies versus the Spurs, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
sweet.
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 So,
sweet,
I'm looking forward to the second round.
Not a good matchups in the West.
I'm looking for the second round because the second round is going to be...
It's going to be hype.
It's going to be hype. Basketball really going to start then, to be honest with you. They really going to start. So, it was good today, man, having this conversation, man. It really was. You know, you're a funny dude. Really trying to dog my boy Jimmy, my boy Derrick Rose and the Bulls and everything. But, you know, this is
real. It is what it is, man. Yeah. First episode.
Podcast.
Yeah, follow us on Podbean. Go there, download that, and follow us, man.
You can find us on Facebook as well, Grind Game Entertainment's fan page. You can also find us on YouTube at Grind Game Entertainment as well. Real Spurs Talks with Clay and Jig. This is us signing out.
Holla.